Treating Parkinson's disease is never an easy prospect. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amal Alochkar, associate professor of teaching pharmaceutical sciences at the University of California, Irvine, breaks down the issues with one method of treatment.
My research team is working to answer questions surrounding L-DOPA efficacy and development of dyskinesia, which is critical for Parkinson's patients, caregivers, and providers everywhere. Because L-DOPA is considered the gold standard drug for Parkinson's, researchers have been studying the tens of thousands of patients who have developed dyskinesia, where involuntary erratic muscle movements of the patient's face, arms, legs, and torso are common. L-DOPA is designed to replace the lost dopamine caused by the degeneration of nerve cells in the brain. This drug, along with an enzyme inhibitor, is administered to patients to increase the amount of dose that reaches the brain and prevents side effects such as heart problems. Our research consisted of studying L-DOPA interactions with some molecular targets. We noticed that L-DOPA interacts strongly with the protein sidorocalin, which may cause a cellular iron overload and lead to an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidants. As researchers, this information is not only vital to share with patients, but helps us learn more about the side effects this popular drug may have. Based on these findings, my team and I are exploring other non-dopamine drug options as potential therapeutics for Parkinson's. We hope that in the future, we'll be able to find a safer and more effective way for Parkinson's patients to live a great quality of life.
That was Amal Alochkar of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.